This is so stupid.
They give off the vibe. What the fuck is this show?
This is Charlie XCX. Everybody loves Charlie XCX. Don't you love Charlie XCX? She is Brat. Brat is the movement.
Oh, this is Brat movement?
Yeah. Do you know what Brat is?
Brat Girl Summer?
Yeah, do you know what it is?
Kinda, we could talk if you could tell me.
Yeah, I can teach you. I can teach you the young ways. Let me just make sure this sounds crispy. Yeah, this sounds fresh as fuck. Cool. I think I know what I'm doing. I haven't done this in a minute.
Oh, well, it's good to be back. I'm glad just to be
here. Did you miss it?
Oh my God. You were the studio has changed so much.
Oh, wait, let me just introvert you. Hey guys, welcome back to my stupid podcast. I've been away and now I'm back. But it's fun because I brought back the original guest, yes. Chloe LaBranch.
I thought there was a guest before me that you forgot to do audio with.
Probably.
That sounds stupid.
Fresh off her kill, Tony. She's still fresh.
Still bumping mics.
Still off the cuff. I do want to talk about that as well.
I missed a lot of times on my news show. I would go in and out 6 months podcast.
I see.
And, you know, every time I would say a big sorry for the delay, I blame ketamine. And I would
ketamine,
say that
okay.
Every time.
What can I blame?
Being stupid.
Yeah, there we go. There's no timeline on the stupid podcast. We do it when we want to.
That's the same. Is there a we?
Me and my friends in my head.
Oh, I know you're such a big production team behind this.
No matter what, you have to always say we because then people will respect you more.
So I think it's the studios. Or yeah. It's like a pronoun thing.
Just anything.
I'm just listening to this book on tape on the way here because I'm really trying to journey. Mm-hmm. And
you're journeying? I can't wait to hear more about your journey.
But it was I was just on Spotify and I just typed in a self-help book, right? And
that's
it was the first one
in?
That came up. And it was made for a specific time. And that time was somebody who was having a bad time in the pandemic and was thinking about coming out of the closet. Oh. I'm pretty sure that's what this book is tailored to.
What's it called?
It's called,
it's so funny that you typed in
it's called How to Love Yourself, Be Happy with Your Life, and Heal Negative Thoughts.
By
Samuel, C-A.
He doesn't even have a last name? Just two initials?
Doesn't seem to.
And it's all
about. Oh, but it's narrated by Dan Hamel.
It's all, so you're listening to it.
Well, I just start listening to it when I'm walking, and I'm not really paying attention, and then all of a sudden I'm like, wait, what? And they'll be like, now for this next chapter, you're going to listen to the song Good Job by Alicia Keys.
Stop.
Journal. And you're gonna come back.
Can they trademark that? Or
I don't know. And then the next one was listen to Mika, Love Today. And I'm like, what is going on?
I love that song.
We have the same godfather.
No way.
I know, isn't that fun?
That's so fun. Love Today was really hot when I was in middle school.
So good. Doom. Everybody gonna love today. You remember the song I Wanna Be Grace Kelly?
Yes.
What's his other song? Love Today.
I love Grace Kelly. Come on, don't. Will you test me?
Me? I'm waiting for you.
I know. I really loved. He had three big ones. Oh, Big Beautiful Woman. BBW.
And then this one. Yeah.
How do I turn off? Was it Big Beautiful Woman?
Yes.
Wow, my memory is just.
This one too.
It's like a piggy bank, and I'm shaking it. Yes.
Remember this one.
It's all about relax, take it easy.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's so good.
This is a self-help book. These songs.
Yeah, so you're just saying Godfather. So I went. He was doing Webster Hall a while back. So I went with his family. And
fun. Where is he now?
He lives in Europe.
Is he from Europe?
Yeah, he's Greek. He's huge. No, he's Lebanese.
Okay.
Lebanese. He's huge in the European scene.
Yeah, I could believe that. How did you have the same?
Wait, it's gonna drop.
I know it is. Take it easy. Damn. This was middle school me just fucking vibing.
And it's he
as if I needed to relax. I was 12.
You're like you're an Adderall from school.
Probably, yeah.
You know, it's so funny when kids are so stressed out.
I know. It's what are you worried about?
I was staying at my cousin's house when I was in Austin, and her son is maybe just turning 3 or something.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, he's the only child. His mom's a doctor. He's just kind of an adult before he's...
Right. But that's with only kids because they're social people.
And then
there's
also his mother's a very good, serious doctor. So it's
He's a doctor, essentially.
He's a doctor, and
he's done his residency.
She's not there. His like nanny takes him home from a play date, and I'm like packing. He's like sees me walking. He goes, Chloe, are you headed out? And I'm like,
Wait, how old is he?
He's like almost 3. You headed out? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, to New York. And I was like, yes. And then
smart.
And I'm like, you want to come upstairs and help me pack? And he's like, okay. So then I'm like packing, and he just starts venting about his day.
Stop.
He's like, I was like, how was your day? And he was like, oh, you know, I was at James's for a play day, but James made me cry. And I was like, I was like, why? And he's like, well, James said I had the treasure. And James said James took the treasure and wouldn't give me the treasure. So I'm crying, saying, James, give me some of the treasure. And then finally, I'm so upset, Rosa takes me home.
Stop.
And I was like, that sounds like a hard day. He's like, I'm okay now, though.
Wow.
I was like, thank you for sharing.
It reminds me of like Stewie from Family Guy.
You know what I mean? I was like, yeah. That sounds... And his mom told me that he started saying this thing to her. When he wants her attention, he'll go, hey, babe. Hey, babe.
No. You're like making me want to... I never feel like I want to have a kid until...
She's like, where did he learn that? She'd be like, hey, babe, come over here. And the mom's like, what the fuck?
Is he fully like... verbal? I feel like it's
very verbal.
How old can you be?
And I'm surprised he even remembers me, because I'd met
him. That's pretty brilliant.
I'd met him like 2 days before that. I met him like once, like 2 years ago, and he was like one.
Wow.
Yeah. And he'd be like, hello, Chloe.
I'm excited to be an aunt.
And then my friend picked me up to drive me to the airport, and I see him. He's outside the window of the house, the nanny waving at the window.
Did you cry?
Like, in the car. I'm like, oh my God. My friend was like, that kid is so cute.
That's amazing. I think kids are smarter these days. I just feel they grow up faster.
Yeah.
They have the internet. I don't know. And I feel like we expect more of them.
Yeah. He'll just be like, where are you going?
Like, I see a lot of babies on TikTok. Like, I saw one do a crumble cookie review. And she mimicked her mother. Like, she must have been 2 years old, but she would pick up the cookie and take a bite and go, mmm. And I'm like, how the fuck do you know how to do that? You're an infant.
They know how to use phones, too.
That's what's scary.
Like, my sister's kid. Like, better than I do. My niece, like, I FaceTimed her yesterday. And she kept, like, getting hung up because she's, like, running around the house because babies hold the phone like this.
Uh-huh.
So all you do is basically like see up the baby's nostrils. Yeah. It's like, you know, that's when you know you're talking to a baby.
Yeah.
Or a guy you shouldn't be fucking. You know, it's in the videos. But, yeah, just really good notes. But she's like running around the house like, I'm going to show you my bedroom! And then like, she kept hanging it up by accident, but then she knew how to go back and just call me back.
Wow.
On FaceTime.
That's impressive. How old?
She's 2.
Jeez. How many nieces and nephews do you have?
Only 2.
That's it. Oh, okay.
Those are my cousins.
A million siblings.
No, they only have 2. And they're funny. One of them is like the little brother. He just started crawling.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like a beast. He's like an athlete already. And he crawls so fast that the tops of his feet are covered in calluses.
Stop.
From crawling so fast.
You think he would learn how to walk if he was that
athletic?
He has just
learned how to walk.
Okay.
He's just, they had to get him knee pads at one point.
Uh-uh.
Because he crawls, like, someone comes in, he's like, everyone's like, where'd Wilfred go? It's like,
and like, is Wilfred?
Yeah, he's like literally calloused on his feet from crawling so fast.
You gotta wear like thicker socks or
crawl
something.
Crawl so fast.
Damn, kids are crazy. I don't know how.
My mom said that he like hated the babysitter. This kid, and he's like just turned 1. So when the babysitter would, when the babysitter coming, he'd crawl as fast as he could and then go right under where my mom's legs were and face plant and play dead.
Wow, like a dog.
To hide from the nanny.
Kids are smart. I remember seeing on 60 Minutes once, they did a whole puppet show to little babies like under a year old. And there was a mean puppet and a good puppet. And they would do a show where the mean puppet like hurt the good puppet. And then after they would end the show, they would present the puppets to these little, like, babies, like, bald little babies.
Mm-hmm.
And they would pick the nice one. So I'm like, there's a lot going on in there that you don't even realize.
Yeah.
Is that interesting? I remember
this. That was not something we dealt with, did we? When you were a child, it was not really too about feelings in school.
No.
No. It was like, what's your favorite color? Now it's like, what are you feeling?
Yeah. No, it's actually too far, though. I listen to a podcast where it's like, we're actually giving these kids too many, like, tools to look in to and be like introspective, and that it's like almost hindering them where they're like, I feel this and I can't get past it. And it's like, you gotta feel and keep it rolling.
Sorry, can I put this in the fridge?
Yeah, God forbid your Red Bull gets hot.
God forbid. I know we're not editing
the other way.
I know we're not doing edits,
but oh, that's a freezer.
It'll make it colder faster.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Everything's about efficiency.
Wow. Teach me your ways.
Teach you one thing.
What was this message you wanted to show me? Is that going to be fun for the people listening?
Yes, this will be great.
So, remember, no editing.
I want Tori I asked Tori if she would like to come to a gig with me in Vermont in the next weekend. So in this like little local town.
Yeah.
We just touched toes.
Oh, that's why he called your butt purple?
Purple ass. Well, he has a new radio show coming out called Hour in the Ass.
Hmm. Sounds like a journey.
Eric was like, I want to go.
I honestly am sad I'm busy.
I mean, if the three of us went up there and we each did 20... So I was like, we could take an hour. The three of us could each do 25 minutes, and then we give that guy 15.
No, that does sound fun.
And we do it. It's four shows, two shows each night, and then we stay at my house, and then we go to the marble quarry and stuff. I'm selling you.
No, you are, but I booked a meeting in Annapolis on the 22nd.
What type of meeting?
Like a work meeting.
Oh, it's like an AA meeting.
No, like a day job type thing.
I love that. But anyway, so that's what we're up to.
Well, I like that. Guys, if you are listening and you happen to live in the Vermont region.
If you're in the Manchester, Vermont area, come see me the weekend of August 23rd at the Purple Lounge.
Oh, but before that, you could come see both Chloe and I at Tremendous Comedy on August 16th at Cafe Balearica.
Are we ending the show?
I don't know what we're doing. We're just going
to do it. I forgot. I can't wait for
coming. I think you're headlining. Or Eagle Wit's there too. Whatever. It's going to be a great show. So you guys should come.
I love it.
Right?
I love Brian.
I'm excited for that. That's so nice. It's a really cool location. I like that club. Or it's like a bar. Where is it? It's a bar, but it has like a downstairs room that's like dark.
Make that bar our bitch.
It's fun. Yeah. Yeah, we are. You guys should be there.
Anyways. This podcast already seems way more fluid than our first one.
Our first one was wild.
Yeah. So, but Tori,
we
tell
have
me.
So much chemistry now that we're best friends.
Universe.
Anyways, let's talk about you, Chloe.
Okay.
You are fresh off of your Kill Tony. How are you feeling?
I'm good. We did our big viewing party here.
Yeah, we did, right on this couch.
Fun.
I watched.
We had the famous podcaster herself here. One
have
of the most
watched
famous
it
in the game.
Since that moment?
I've watched clips.
Okay. Well, you had to go through it and pick your clips.
Well, I'm getting really random people making clips of me.
Can I tell you my favorite part?
Yeah, please. I'd love.
My favorite part that I think you should clip into like a, it's like 10 seconds where Sam goes, at least we know she's not on her period. And then you just stand there silently and just basically say, that was the dumbest thing I've ever heard a man say with your facial expression. And then it cuts.
I did that.
It was awesome.
Oh, cool.
Brilliant.
I was like, huh.
Yeah, because it wasn't funny. And then you just kind of stood there and it was like the best response I've ever seen anyone ever do to something like that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no, that was fun. I was really expecting my whole world to change. It didn't change.
Hey, it's in the works, baby steps.
I was thinking I was going to get like 40,000. You know what's funny is there was some guy who went on after me on Kill Tony, and he announced that his mom had like quit her whole life to become a music star.
Mm-hmm.
And he said her name, and she got like 70,000 followers.
Oh, right.
Rogan even talked about her too, about this guy's like
no
mom.
Way.
And the guy got like no followers, and the mom's like up to like 40,000 from like 60
people
followers.
People love an underdog. You could have just told them.
No, people
that
also,
you were...
it's trolling.
They were trolling her?
Yeah, it's all trolling because they're all like, let's follow this divorced mom's music career together. It's like the hawk to it.
Does she have any talent?
I don't know, but she was posting clips the next day, being like, thank you to my family at Kill Tony.
Is she young?
No, she's like 60.
That there's and the voice you gave her.
She left.
Young.
Let's find her. She let. Her name is D. Lee, if you want to give her more followers.
Are you jealous of her for getting more
she's
followers
up to 40,
than you after Kill Tony?
Yeah, I was pissed at first, but now I'm over it.
Well, she needs to learn how to use
well,
social
she's
media
in her
if she's going to grow her following.
She doesn't know what to
do. If she's going to have a career, she better learn how to make the videos work.
She, so she went up a big, she did a big jump.
So you're
the
jealous
Kill
of her
Tony
jump.
Bump
hey,
is real.
Your jump is still happening, though. You probably get, you got... From you went from 29,000 to like 35. It's not bad.
Can never be too rich or too thin, Tori.
My dad used to always say that. Did I tell you that?
No.
I used to make fun of my dad for being thin, and he'd always say, it's not bad. Is that her singing or is she lip singing?
I don't know. She's killing it, though. New single drop today.
She looks great for...
She sold her... Oh, this is it worked for the Kill Tony.
She's got a good voice.
She sold her house and moved to Nashville when she got divorced and became a country, become a pop star.
I believe in her.
Good for her, right?
I like that. Like that, you can start anytime. Like I always like when I see quotes that it's like it's never too late to start. I'm like I'm gonna white knuckle
you know?
That saying.
Cause it's like I'm like, oh, why'd this bitch get so many followers? She wasn't even on the show. And then I'm like, you know what? We should be happy for
right?
Her.
We should.
If Cocktua can get a million followers, anyone
2
can.
Million. She's at 2 million now.
She's out of control.
Out of control. And she's a crack baby. Look at her now.
Yeah, she's genius.
I go in waves of like happy for Haktua to like jealous to like whatever, you know, I'll get mine whenever that comes.
It's just Haktua.
But, you know.
I heard you went on Bill Maher and it was retarded.
He was smoking weed, which I thought was interesting. Huh. Yeah, I was smoking the whole time. She's done it all. Like, everyone wants to,
Whitney Cummings brought her on her podcast.
Yeah.
That was interesting. Classic.
This is your Haktua moment.
This is a huge Haktua day.
Big Haktua day. I mean, what's been the, like, best thing that's come out of this so far?
Nothing. What has come from it? I've learned to manage my feelings better.
Huge. You downloaded that self-help book.
That book is not helpful, except for now I'm going to start listening to
Mika. Hey, I'm listening to Mika again. That's a big win for both of us.
That is a huge win. So they did something right. They're like, write down on a piece of paper all your goals and notice what pronouns you're giving yourself, because there's a chance your pronouns have changed.
That's not what they're saying.
Yeah.
No way.
It says, there's a chance your pronouns have changed. Like, what the fuck is going on? They're like, listen to Alicia Keys and then recheck your, do a pronoun check.
I do like the music edition. That's unique. A song can change your mood in a heartbeat. I've been really into...
Was that a bumper sticker you just wrote? A song can change your mood in a heartbeat? The fuck was that, Corey?
I don't know. As I said, heartbeat...
Like, get more candles set up.
Like, I don't even know what that means, but I like it. I've been really into Chapel Roan lately, so that's where my head's been.
Is that the burn victim you always watch?
No. You know who Chapel Roan is?
Oh, yeah, you posted that girl.
Yes.
Who was doing a park for 50
people. Pink Pony Club, yeah. And then it cuts to her jumping and there's fireworks and there's 80,000 people watching her.
That's like us.
2 years before that, she was just playing her panty in a park. No one gave a fuck.
True.
No one gave a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
No one gives a fuck.
Are you crying?
Oh, sorry, you made me laugh.
Are you crying?
You really had me laughing for a second.
I'm good at managing my feelings. She's crying.
So I'm just letting... I'm a Pisces.
I'm a Pisces. I'm a triple water sign.
You're a Pisces?
Triple water sign. Yeah, when's March 15th.
Oh, wait, because we have the same...
We had a combined birthday party.
I'm like, that was shocking news to me. I'm like, what do you mean you're a Pisces? Yes, Chloe and I did have a joint birthday party.
Yeah, we had a really big run at Sesh.
Shout out Sesh.
Shout out to Sesh.
We paid them to host
Their other location. We could never find the door up.
Well, no, they just kept it locked from us. Whatever.
We went to both locations that night. That was really good networking we were doing.
Chloe smoked outside of Sesh.
Oh, and my sister's FaceTiming with the child. Do you want to see?
Yeah, let's see. I'm not editing this podcast, though. It's got to be...
Hi, Spar.
Hi.
Oh. Spar, I'm with my friend.
Hi.
We're making a movie.
TV show. Yeah.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I thought the kid knows what podcast is.
You watched Frozen?
Yeah.
How was it? My friend looks like Elsa. Look, she has the blonde hair.
Yeah,
you liked. Was Frozen so good?
Is anyone with her? Is she alone? I think she's alone.
Everyone's lying down. Well, thank you for calling me. You should call Grandma Trinka. She wants you to call her.
She didn't answer.
She didn't answer.
No.
Oh, so I was your second choice? Spar, you're reading a book? I have to go because I'm with my friend at my friend's house, but can I call you later?
No.
No?
Yeah. Bye.
Bye, Spar.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh,
hang up before it gets sad.
I want to talk to you more too, but I'm at my friend's house, so we have to listen. But you liked Frozen? Yeah.
I
do want to talk more.
So, this is so sad.
Sorry.
I can't handle it. I'm gonna have to edit this out.
So Spar, tell us about what you're gonna do. What'd you do today?
Yeah, what'd you do today?
Pause.
How long is this gonna be?
I don't know.
Might keep it rolling.
Foot again.
This is fun. This is like a weird little like POV of the floor.
This is like a ASMR.
Baby ASMR.
Spar, we have to go. But I will come. I'll come visit you soon. Okay.
I gotta go to bed.
Oh,
Okay.
Okay, we're on a podcast, Natasha.
Wow, and just like that, she doesn't give a shit.
That got sad, though.
It was sad when she was like, I want to talk to you more.
But I want to talk to you more.
It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Gaslighting. Gaslighting. Okay, gaslighter. Okay, manipulator.
And then you ask the kids, you go, are you excited to go to Disney World? Yes, because it'll make me happy.
Yeah, that was cute.
We're like, they're talking about their feelings.
It's like love on the spectrum.
Are you calling my niece retarded?
No, but like, you know how they speak their feelings? Like, very, like, matter of fact.
We're going to have to cut a lot of that.
Yeah, yeah, I'll cut that.
That little foot it was so coming cute. Over the screen.
But yeah, Chloe and I are back.
Do you now want kids after
a today? Little bit, yeah.
I changed it for you.
Yeah, that was cute as hell. And she's so smart.
She's smart, right?
Smart. She's cute. I just don't know if I want to destroy my body and my life for that. But it was cute.
I can't see Chloe.
That was smart as hell. She said, you just met her? Well, yes, you met her when she was one, and then you just saw her in Austin.
No, this is a different one.
Different kid,
okay. That's my cousin's.
Right, okay.
That's my cousin's kid who was helping me pack. This is my sister's kid.
Got it, that's your niece. Mm-hmm. That's like real blood.
Real blood.
Damn.
The bloodline.
Smart little LeBrancher. Well, I guess which one is it? Is it not a LeBranch?
Not a LeBranch.
What is it?
Why am I? I'm not doxing my family.
It's okay. Anyways. Whatever.
Tori did not want to edit on this podcast, but...
I will have to edit that out.
That'll be a long chunk.
That was cute, though.
That was good. Yeah, Tori wants to have kids.
You know, I have moments. Like, when I watched that Crumble cookie review with that little girl...
I was like, it was the cutest
little girl.
Are you sure you don't want to come to this gig?
What gig? Oh, in Manchester? The purple ass. No, thank you. I mean, it does sound entertaining. If I was not in
If you didn't have another gig, you would come.
Yeah, I'd be there.
And we could go to my house.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like fun. Yeah, you were just there. How was your time away of the city?
It was good. I kept, like, deleting Instagram but then downloading it again.
Yeah, then you would, like, message me on it. I'd be like, she's not deleting this.
I wasn't well. But, you know, actually, the deleting it for hours at a time was helpful.
That's honestly, any little bit counts.
It does. When you're in the heat of the moment, I was in a really dark place, and I'm feeling better.
Good.
I'm feeling better.
You think being off of Instagram helped with that?
For, like, 30 minutes, yeah.
I need to get off Instagram a little more. I'm reading the book you gave me, Midnight Library.
Are you committing to it?
I am.
Is it getting better? What part are you at?
I'm just right when she dies and goes into the Midnight Library.
Oh, you're just there?
Yeah.
So how many lives has she lived?
She just lived the one so far.
So you've read like 20 pages of the book.
Yes. I told you it's hard.
Oh, it gets good.
No, I'm pumped. But what got me was yesterday when I was texting you, I had just finished reading the part where she picks up her book of regrets and she reads that one of her regrets was social media. And I was like, wow, it like hit me in the soul. I was like, I gotta stop.
Isn't it a pretty cool,
yeah.
It's a cool
no,
book.
it's like in line with your real life.
And you've met the woman in the library?
Yeah, Miss Elmer or whatever.
Yeah, she's funny. That was her child librarian.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then is she there picking out a new book?
She's reading her book of regrets right now still.
It's pretty cool.
It's heavy, but it's good.
I mean, yeah, because doesn't she like kill herself or something?
Yeah, but I don't know how. They leave you like... With little chunks of missing information.
And then I have a book I can give you.
Okay.
That someone gave to me in his advanced copy.
Oh. By this guy?
No, it's called I Want You More.
Oh. Who's it by?
I don't know.
I've gotten into reading.
My friend gave it to me who actually runs.
You got me into reading with that in 5 years.
This book club, Bellatrist. I have the merch.
We love merch.
Cara Price and Emma Roberts.
Oh, cool. Emma Roberts?
Yeah, and Kara. And then Kara gave me that book to read. She gives me books.
The I Want You More?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So when I get good books from her, I can read them and then you can read them.
You gave me In 5 Years, and that book really changed me.
I just found that at my mom's
house. I used to only read self-help books, which is ironic that you're listening to one right now. And then you got me on to love novels.
You know, here's the thing. I hate watching documentaries. I hate reading, like...
I love documentaries.
Because here's... The whole thing is, like, I like... to watch TV to like escape.
Oh, see, I'm like, what can I learn?
So I like to escape from like the real world. So that's why I love like Viking shows and like when you get invested in a whole
Viking
other world.
Viking is as real as it gets. That
oh
shit
my
was
God,
crazy.
I'm trying to get to the Valhalla with Ragnar, you know?
You like Viking shows?
I fucking love them. I start to think like a Viking. It's all
how
I think
do Vikings
about.
Think? They just like, they're all like survival
they do,
mode.
It's everything's about the gods. Everything is done for the gods and by the gods. And their whole goal in life is to do well so they can get to Valhalla and drink ale out of a horned rim glass.
Have you ever wanted to do that?
To just do well so you can get fucked up in heaven? I guess.
I meant drinking beer out of a horn.
Yes, in Valhalla.
I want you to have that, but I want it to be a non-alcoholic beer.
in Valhalla. I don't think they have that yet.
I think they will.
I think my heaven will let me drink.
Really?
No.
Yeah, you're well into my heaven. Oh my god, just like
horses,
endless food, and I'd have abs, but I'd eat all the time and whatever I want. And there'd be horses.
Would you be in a committed relationship?
All my best friends.
Would you be in a committed, loving relationship or be able to fuck any guy you wanted and never get emotionally attached?
Fascinating question. It's interesting.
And love yourself, but not need the
love. I think I'd rather just love myself and fuck people mindlessly.
That's a good heaven.
Yeah. I don't know. That's I haven't had a love with someone else in so long that it's easier for me to lean towards that option since...
So... You had two t-shirts that you can make today. One was, it'll change your life in a heartbeat, right?
Was that the...
What did you say?
I said heartbeat for sure, but I don't know.
I'm pretty sure you just said something like, I haven't had a love like that in so long.
Whatever.
So I think we have two merch of it. I haven't had a love like that in so long, Tori Cole.
Maybe we'll let the listeners pick the sound bites.
Pick the merch. You should have each week a listener can choose one of their favorite quotes and you send them a t-shirt of
Gorgeous
it.
Idea.
You
okay.
send them a merch of it.
Guys, whoever comments what they want first, I'm going to make you a t-shirt. I got a Printful account.
Whoever comments,
I got this ready.
Yeah, comments the funniest like quote from the podcast, I'll make you a t-shirt of it.
Done.
I think that's a great...
Yeah, I'll do that.
And then you have to trademark it with stupid.
Okay.
And then part of it.
Yeah, cool. I like that idea. You're a genius marketer.
Yeah, and so all of it will say different quotes, but it'll all still have stupid logo on it.
Chloe LaBranche.
And that's how you get people to start wearing your merch.
Wow. That's good.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be my heaven. You know,
I feel like you love making merch. And
you love merch.
You can draw the quotes from your iPad app.
Yes, gorgeous.
And do a little doodle.
Stop
do a little doodle with
this
it.
This is getting easier and easier. Done deal.
How fun will
fun.
That be?
I love my life.
It's a good way to put a paycheck.
I'm in heaven. That is my heaven.
Good. We're feeling.
What about you? What would you pick? Would you pick one person to fucking love forever?
This dress doesn't fit right. No, I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I guess. I don't know.
I think, okay, for me to have good sex is I have to care about the person.
That's the thing, too.
So I wouldn't actually care about the sex with strangers. I guess I don't know. I'd rather have what I currently have.
Can you get ghosted
cycles.
In heaven if everyone there is already technically a ghost?
That's pretty good.
Oh! Ow!
Yeah. What would your heaven look like? Just ripping cigs?
Horses, smoking cigs
on
a horse.
Look at that. We have a Venn diagram. We have a horse.
No, I probably wouldn't have to. I would probably be of quit smoking because I feel better when I don't smoke.
Okay.
Could ride
what if you could
together.
Smoke and feel good?
Did you see that dressage video I sent you?
All
today?
Of it. Yes.
The was techno
that
the horse?
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen that video a million times, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think it's that same horse competes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
the horses deserve the credit. I'm kind of over the, like...
In dressage?
All of it,
yeah.
The horses are doing the work. Like, I've seen too many videos where the bridle falls off and the horse continues through the course, and it's like, you're just sitting there.
Do you think
there.
It's very much like in the Viking worlds? Not in the... I mean, like, in the worlds of, like... Game of Thrones and stuff, like they connect with their dragons.
Yeah,
that's
you know the horse rider connection's real.
So that's it is real. So like once the horse like starts to like you,
it'll
do
I'll
a good job.
For you. Yeah, yeah, but it's like if it's like go fuck yourself, you're gonna have a time up there. Then they don't.
Because like the horse can be as good as it wants. It's not.
Yes.
It's not your decision.
Totally.
All
it's
you
have
to do is be in a good fucking mood and
yeah.
be nice.
And I mean, obviously, like staying on the horse is pretty hard. And telling it where to go. Essentially, it's like you just tell it where to go and it listens.
Well, the dressage stuff is nuts. I always thought
I don't
it's
know
so
how
boring.
They, yeah.
And then I start watching and I'm like, this is actually crazy.
The way they like cross their legs and stuff, it's pretty nuts. It's like a mind-body connection, but it's like horse. It's like person-horse connection.
It's like, you know, in Avatar when they connect.
Yeah.
Like, connect.
That's good. That's a good comparison.
Yeah.
Did you grow up riding horses?
No.
Oh. Anyways, okay, let's wrap this up. Do you have any parting words with people?
Good luck with your careers.
Anything else you want to say?
Definitely comment to get some merch from Tori. Tell us what you think our next career opportunity should be.
What do you think your biggest takeaway from doing Kill Tony was?
That I am... Keep humbling yourself.
I like that.
You know, you're never too good for anything because I'm not... People are giving me shit, like... Why are you going to go on an open mic podcast where they pull your name out of a bucket? You've been doing comedy. I'm like, because you know what? I want to. I don't have exposure. Maybe I'll get some. I didn't get a lot of exposure. I got some exposure. And honestly, it was a good experience because I'm not famous. I'm not like some famous comic that everybody knows. And like, yeah.
I mean, like that.
It's always good to go out of your comfort zone, I think. Because like, I could have gone up there and bombed.
Totally.
And it would have been so awkward.
Yeah.
Right? Can you imagine if they're like, why are you here? And I'm like, I'm just going to go back to rehab. I would just like have taken
some. See, that's the thing with you. It's like, I think anything you would have said would have been funny because you were completely yourself. I think that was my biggest takeaway watching that was you were 100% you. And I think even if you had done that and it wasn't well received, you would have just stayed as yourself and it wouldn't have been awkward because you would have been like, whatever, like, I don't really care. Yeah. And you can't get rattled when you don't like.
Like, I did care, but sometimes yeah, when I'm on stage,
you
I don't
cared respectfully. It was, yeah. I thought, again, you nailed it, but.
Wow, coming from Tori. Tori, what is your biggest takeaway from My Kill Tony?
Was to be yourself.
In your life, are you going to be yourself more now?
Yeah.
Good. I love that.
And also, I think if I ever were to get nervous before going on stage, I would think of that and remind myself of like, no, it's like, if people like you, they like you. Just go be yourself and have fun.
Wow, Tori.
Thank you.
That's so nice.
And I loved, I know I said it already, but I loved the way you handled stupid comments. Like, oh, she's not on her period. Like, you were just like. Yeah. It was great. And it was a reminder of like, just don't get rattled and just be you.
So. You know what I wanted to say when he said that, but I didn't say it because I knew it wouldn't hit? You know the Vanessa Carlton song? White House.
Yeah, yeah.
You know it's about getting your period?
Oh, maybe I did.
It's like a rush and a little bit of blood.
I thought that was
blood.
About like her first time losing her virginity.
In white houses.
Yeah, that was a losing your virginity.
Yeah, but it's like, about like, whatever, it's like bleeding.
Oh, yeah, but that's because
yeah, you, so like, in my head, the first thing I thought of was like, because he called me a painter, like I paint white houses lost, uh-huh. And I try not to feel so alone. That's but funny. I was like, I'm not going to go sing a fucking Vanessa Carlton
song. Damn, I love that was going on in your mind.
Is
that what that pause was?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was literally having that song, and I was like, don't sing it. Don't sing it, Chloe.
That's so funny.
See,
I watched
blood.
That, and I was like, I would be like, actually, there's something called a tampon. I think there's one shoved in your ass right now. Which would have been real. Like, that, I don't think the men would have liked that. But that's
great.
That's what I would have said.
Yeah, that was the first thing that entered my head.
That's just great.
I started singing about it. In white houses.
I kind of wish you did that.
And I'm trying not to
feel so. Now your facial expression makes sense, because you were like, you were fighting the Vanessa Carlton.
I was fighting Vanessa. You should probably listen to that song after this.
Yes, we're going to put a playlist together of Mika and Vanessa Carlton and that woman that is starting her career in Nashville.
Wait, yeah, so that song, it's about
it's going to be the stupid playlist.
This is the exit song.
Yeah. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
This is again middle school. It's about having sex. It doesn't really make that much sense.
Goes and goes.
Haven't spoken.
She's so pretty. She's so pretty. This is blood.
Is this for you, Sam Talent? Sam.
It's alright. And I try not to feel so alone. Hold on to secrets. And I paint white houses.
What if I'm gonna Google what this is? Just wait, Google knows what this is about.
Lyrics. I could think she said. It's about that. Oh, here. Here we go.
Yeah.
And a little bit of pain.
That scared me for when I lost my virginity.
That song was crazy.
No, it scared me.
Vanessa, I've been to her apartment.
Oh, she had a crush on a Juilliard student, but she was too shy to talk about it. Whatever.
Well, we're talking about it now,
bitch.
Well,
we're talking about it now.
We don't give a fuck on this podcast. We're doxing Vanessa Carlton.
Whatever. Okay.
Sorry, you're going to have to cut stuff, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll cut a little bit of talking to your niece. Whatever. A little bit. At first it was cute, though, if we can hear her talk. Anyways, this was fun. There. Thank you for being here.
I love you.
Let's go walk the Brooklyn Bridge.
I got to pee and smoke a cig.
I love you, too.
Goodbye, Tori.
You don't even know me.
I don't know me.